This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hope you enjoy being with us as well. Got a lot of stuff coming up tonight. A lot of the crazy stories that you won't hear anywhere else. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We've got Jeff Reynolds is going to join us. I'm going to talk about his new book, Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. You would think, I'm just guessing here, because, you know, I'm not a billionaire yet. You would think that they would be behind democracy. You'd think that they would want democracy because it's how they made their money. They could have made this. They could not have made this money in a socialist nation. It wouldn't work. They could have not made this money in a communist country. Wouldn't work. But for some odd reason, they feel the need to go down those roads and keep pushing that kind of thing. It's just amazing to me. There's no way to slow these people down. I guess stupid runs rampant, and there's no way to fix it. I mean, maybe there is. I'm not well versed in it. All right, let's get back to Farrakhan. So Farrakhan has been praising Omar for her anti-Semitic language, and we're not going to see that stop anytime soon because Farrakhan's never stopped, and they've never stopped him. They've never held his feet to the fire. They've never done anything like that. And it's wrong. Look, I don't care. It's really funny how quick people are to jump all over someone like me, pull down my page, pull down a post, pull down whatever, because I make a statement about a Muslim or whatever, whatever it is. And they're all over it. I make a comment about the LGBTQ community. They're all over it. And Farrakhan loves, he does it himself. He loves it when people get all over the Jewish community. And the beauty is, I love the other insult here, is he's speaking at Savior's Day, which for them has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. It has to do with him. He's their Savior. Let that sink in, which means he's the boss, which means he tells you what's going on. Take a listen.
Every pillar of democracy, because there wasn't no damn democracy from the beginning, it needs to be broken up. Now you got my sisters in there. 102 women in Congress. Boy, am I happy. And one of them said that she was using some funny language, brother. But Miss Omar from Somalia, she started talking about the Benjamins. And they trying to make her apologize. I, sweetheart, don't do that. Oh, pardon me for calling you sweetheart. But you do have a sweetheart.
You see the difference here? You see the difference in the thought process here? He thinks she has a sweetheart. She comes out with hateful comments. She hates a group of people. She, listen to the words, she never apologized for what she said. Or for the meaning behind what she said, I'll put it that way. And he thinks that that's sweet. Because remember, he's the guy that believes that Jews are like termites. What do you do with termites? Now, maybe he didn't say it. But what do you do with termites? You exterminate them. Now, I don't care how you feel about the Jewish community. You know, one of the numbers that came up the other day, which I thought was amazing, was 28% of elected Democrats right now. Oh, I should say, only 28% of elected Democrats right now will openly say that they support and will protect Israel. 28%. At one time, it was 100%. You know that? And remember, it wasn't the Jews that took property away from the Palestinians. Palestinians never had a homeland. We'll start off there. But that's a story for another day. It was the UN. The same group of people today that are trying to wipe out Israel are the same people that gave them that land to begin with. Told them it was theirs. Told them to settle there. And they should have been protecting them, and they haven't been. They've done nothing to protect the Jews for all intents and purposes. Actually, they've done nothing to protect humanity as a whole. It seems like the only group that they ever protect, you know, are racists, homophobes. You go look at who they put at the head of their Human Relations Council. They've had China there, and they've had the North Koreans there. Help me understand that one. How do you put them at the head of the Human Relations Council? Just trying to understand. How do you hold up Iran in high esteem when they openly throw gay people off of roofs? You've got video. It's not a guess. It's not Joe Messina just throwing it out there to get y'all crazy. That doesn't mean all Iranians think that way. We go back and look at Iran from the 60s and 70s. Look at it. You would have never known that culture from most other, well, Western cultures for all that. Schools were open to women. Education was encouraged for women. Whole different animal now. A whole different world. You know, this is why you've got to do your homework. I am not a genius. I'm usually not the smartest guy in the room. But I believe in paying attention to what's going on around me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Jeff Frenel will join us with his new book, Behind the Curtain. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Wow, welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 556. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And do, I mean, seriously, be part of the conversation. All right? I want you involved. I want you engaged. And you really do have to be paying attention, if you would. And again, I always appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And if you can't hit the chat room, as they say, or be involved and get into the chat room, then send me an email, send me a text, do something. That's my biggest beef. Just do something, please. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. 5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, the when it comes, I get books all the time. I mean, really do. I must get like 10 books a week. I don't know. Some of you guys, I know you listen to the show and you call people, tell them, hey, I'll send it to him. He'll, you got to give me more than just the book, number one. I like a little breakdown of what the book is about because you'd be surprised some of the stuff I get. And you know what? I can't read them all. So I have people I give them to, and they help me get through them. And I got to tell you, this is one of those books where somebody got back to me, this was great. This was a great book. He laid this out, and it was so easy to understand. Of course, I'm talking about Jeff Reynolds. He's written a book called Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Jeff, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really glad to be back on the show.
Well, hey, listen, this is one of those books where, you know, I tell people all the time, I've never bought in 100% to the deep state. I've never bought in 100% that, you know, people are working 24/7 to undermine the democracy, to undermine us. And of all the people I would have thought wouldn't try to undermine democracy, it would be billionaires, because how did they make their money? They didn't make it on a communism. So why don't you give people an overview of the book, and then let's get into detail.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. It's kind of funny. These guys make all this vast sums of wealth, you know, and they utilize every freedom we have in America to make something of yourself. And then they want to close the door behind them and make sure that nobody else goes through. You know, it's kind of stunning to me. But this is a look at all of the different folks that get together and coordinate their message and coordinate their campaigns and coordinate the resistance to Donald Trump, to Republicans, to everybody. I mean, you know, you look at the Green New Deal. There are elements of it that have been bandied about by these folks for years. They have been, like I said, gathering together, getting together and pooling their efforts and setting up foundations and giving money back and forth to each other and funding the most radical groups you can think of, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Moms Demand Action, Code Pink. All of these groups are all funded by the same little group of folks that get together several times a year and decide what kind of nonsense they're going to push, this anti-American stuff that challenges our Constitution.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I always find it amazing when you look at what these billionaires put. Well, yeah, look at the guys like Bill, even the Bill Gateses of the world and the stuff that they come out with. You're thinking to yourself, where did you make your money? How did you think you got to where you got? Again, I'm not the billionaire, so I can't even propose or suggest to guess what they're doing and why. You know what I mean? So what kind of research did you do?
Oh my gosh, it took me a while. I mean, it was funny. It took me almost a year to put the whole thing together. And every time I'd start organizing my thoughts and getting a chapter list together, news would break and I'm like, oh my gosh, that has to go on the book too. You know, so I kept having to reset and kind of refocus, you know, so it took a little while to put it together, but, it's funny, you know, you look at, folks like, somebody like a John Arnold even, who not everybody knows. He used to be the hedge fund trader for Enron, and he made himself several billion dollars and retired at the age of 38. And, you know, he's funded some good things like some school choice measures and that kind of thing. But he also advocates for universal basic income, you know. So it's that socialist bent that is antithetical to the way he made his money in the first place, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And these guys made their money applying capitalist principles, right? They worked.
Right.
A lot of these
yep.
guys worked up from nothing. Now, you know, Bill Gates isn't that way, but you know, look at the Starbucks guy. What causes somebody like him, right? What causes somebody like him to want to go back to even look at socialist type of scenarios?
Right, a guy that worked his way out of the tenements of New York City and made himself something after being the first person to graduate college in his family. The one thing that I'll say about Harold Schultz is he's the only candidate so far that's actually talking about reducing our national debt. So at least he's got that going for him. The rest of these guys are just falling all over themselves to appear to be more socialist than the next one.
Well, I think it's like, well, I think Trump had the same idea in mind. He was going to wipe out debt. But when you look at how far behind we are in certain things, what's required, you know, by law for us to fund, I think these guys get in there. And I think Trump was the same way. I mean, God bless him for what he did. But I think he got in there and went, oh, my God, I can't believe this mess is so deep, so murky, so muddy, whatever. And I think it's a lot more than they ever thought it was, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think a lot of folks are like that. They get in and take a look at what really goes on, and they're like, I mean, it's overwhelming. Where do you start, right? So, and then you've got this insane resistance against him, worse than we've ever seen a Republican president go through. We're used to seeing the leftists shout about racism and shout about things he should be doing with the government that he's not, and blah, blah, blah. But the level of derangement syndrome for Trump is way beyond anything Bush or Reagan ever dealt with.
It's at epidemic proportions, and it seems it doesn't even have to be airborne, if you would. It's just a mention of his name sends people into that kind of tizzy, which I think is fine. As long as they're losing their minds, I don't have to worry about them bothering me. Let's get down to, you know, one of the things that always makes me crazy is when people say, you know, George Soros is funding this, George Soros is funding that. And I always the same question. How do you know? Tom Steyers is out in the open about it. You know what I mean? He'll tell you who he's giving money to, but Soros doesn't. And what's it take to find out?
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of research and a lot of poring over 990s, and a lot of this work has been done before. You know, there are a couple of think tanks in Washington D.C. that have done a lot of this stuff, and it's listed on websites like OpenSecrets.org and the Sunlight Foundation and those kinds of things. But even then, it takes a lot.
We're going to talk more about how, again, what group Soros is funding and why would he do it, and others. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Jeff Reynolds and his new book, Behind the Curtain, right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developing out of Chicago, where police now believe actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime against himself.
two brothers reportedly telling investigators they were hired for $4,000 to buy a rope to put around his neck and to pour bleach on the actor, who is black. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Smollett should be held accountable if the attack turns out to be bogus.
Hello, Miami. I am thrilled to be back in the state I love, with so many proud, freedom-loving patriots.
President Trump in Florida, speaking to a huge crowd of supporters at Florida International University. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela, saying a new day is coming in Latin America and that socialism is dying across the world.
In Venezuela and across the Western Hemisphere, socialism is dying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You've really got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be involved. You have to be part of the process, okay? And don't be one of those people that runs around spewing the party line, because all you tee me off, you tee off other people, and we shut down. I'll tell you what, when I get the Dems on here, when I get people that only know the party line, it's very easy to rip them up. It's very easy to make fun of them. All right? It really is that simple for me. So don't be one of those people. Don't fall in line with that stuff. Jeff Reynolds joins me. He's the author of Behind the Curtain, Inside a Network of Progressive Billionaires and a Campaign to Undermine Democracy, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Jeff's written for many years on public policy, politics, lifestyle, parenting, and budget and tax policy. His articles have appeared in Heartland Budget and Tax Newsletter and PJ Media, FreedomWorks, and many other places. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks again, Joe. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. Always a good time. Hey, we were talking about Soros. You know, I'm so tired of hearing his name, and most of the time, people can't, I won't say they can't prove to me, but they really just are spewing, as you heard me say a minute ago, party line. That makes me nuts. How do you prove that Soros is involved in these rallies and in these organizations and groups?
Well, you know, a lot of people have a lot of heavy suspicions, and other pundits have talked about George Soros ad nauseum, but they don't really have the facts to back up what they're trying to say, and they're kind of, you know, grasping at straws a little bit. But what I did is I just went back and looked at, you know, his own words and his foundation, the Open Society Foundation, and all the things they've done, and, you know, all the countries they've been kicked out of in the past, and all that stuff. So he wrote an article in I think it was The Atlantic in 1997 stating that he started out as a committed anti-communist and anti-Nazi, which is kind of odd because he's been implicated as a Nazi collaborator when he was in the concentration camps, but not in the concentration camp, but in Hungary growing up. So he had a very public turnaround and said, I now believe that American capitalism is the biggest threat to democracy worldwide. And so from 1997 on, he has
And he's a, you know, hugely wealthy hedge fund manager. And a couple of years ago, getting up there and, you know, into his mid-80s, he donated, what was it, $18 billion of his personal wealth to his foundation to fund it into perpetuity. So, and they're giving out grants all over the place, you know. And so the reason it's not obvious with him is that he does what a lot of these guys do, is he moves money around and he funds different foundations, and those foundations then give grants to other foundations. And so you can't really draw the direct straight line, but the overall funding level is pretty obvious. And it's not just the billionaires. It's not just Steyer and Bloomberg and all these other guys. It's all the foundations. I'll give you a perfect example. The Ford Foundation, founded by Henry Ford, who amassed this great wealth with his great invention, was started in the 30s by Ford himself, and by the time the 70s rolled around, the last surviving member of the Ford family, who was Henry Jr., left the board of directors saying, you guys have gone way too liberal, way too anti-capitalist, way too anti-American, and I'll no longer have anything to do with you. And that's 40 years ago that this happened, and they've only gotten worse since then, and they're giving out hundreds of millions of dollars of grants a year, and that's just one foundation. Then you've got the Hewlett Foundation, the Pactiv Foundation, you've got the Tides Foundation. I mean, there's a vast array of foundations funding, and that funding finds its way to, you know, groups like Antifa or By Any Means Necessary, you know, these really violent revolutionary groups.
I look at the stuff, I'm with you. I look at the stuff, I see who they're putting money behind, and I'm thinking, if these groups were in charge, I want you to think about this. If these groups were in charge, the anti-capitalists or what have you, how would Soros make his money? How would Steyer's keep his money? You know, you kind of talked about during the break a little bit about how what foreign influence has, you know, in the economics in this country and what have you. I've always thought we were too global, but that's just me. Whatever.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll say, you talk about foreign influence, and the Russians have a very clear interest in undermining American energy independence. And the reason is that, you know, so much of their economy is based on their fossil fuel production, right?
Yep.
So, they have put a lot of, foreign nationals into European, and American environmental groups to, you know, foment outrage and to foment the cultural dissension. So they have an obvious interest in this. The Chinese have done similar things with their students that come to study abroad, right? So there are a lot of these things going on where they look innocent enough, and most of them are innocent, but, you know, some of these folks are actually operatives working for the government.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you talk about how much influence the Chinese have. I've been reading articles and actually, you know, talking with people involved in the Chinese culture, will say for decades, they play the long game with us. They know what they want, and they're playing the long game to infiltrate, get information from us and infiltrate just our, you know, our universities, our major corporations, because they want our information. They want our technology.
Sure.
The reason they've been able to move forward with the AI faster than we have is because A, they have less restrictions, and B, they do less R&D. Most of what they do, they steal from countries like America and so on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I cite in the book these declassified documents from the FBI showing definitively that these students that were working for the Chinese government that were here on visas in the 60s were working with groups like the Black Panthers and the war, anti-war movement and these other groups just to try to, you know, sow dissension in America. And it, you know, it had an obvious influence.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
Has been working, I'll put it that way. But we don't see it. You know, it's really funny how a lot of average Americans have a very, to use an old term, Pollyannish type of attitude towards, you know, espionage, spying. You know, everybody's going to get along, right? Because we're all part of the same world. We're all part of the same human brotherhood. So it's not a big deal, right? They really...
Right? If we would just stop being America, everybody would stop hating us, right?
Well, that's what I love, too. If we would just disarm, we would show people we weren't violent, and they would disarm.
Right, because that's been the history in the Middle East.
Yeah. No, it's always, it's, to me, it's always been, again, always been interesting to how ignorant people are to the realities of how much people hate us. Just not because of what we've done for them, but because of what we represent, who we are, the freedoms that we have, goes against everything they believe and stand for. I think it's, you know, it's jealousy, it's envy. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's there, is it not?
It really is, and George W. Bush was excoriated for saying that they hate us because of our freedoms, but it really is true. They want to establish a caliphate in the Middle East. They want to establish a theocracy, and in many of those countries, they have. So the idea that we can't even establish a state religion is anathema to their culture and what the radical imams are trying to put out there. So it really is true that we stand in the way of them fulfilling their goal of a religious state.
Yeah, the left has really gone, and with the help of these billionaires you're talking about, it's almost like every election, every issue, everything the president does is taken through the court system, and it takes money to do that because it's very hard to fight the government. They've got all our money. It's not hard for them.
Right.
So it's real easy when a billionaire decides this is the direction I want to go in. I want you guys to drive it, and I'll fund it. They could drag it through every court there is. So
right. And you talk about the resistance. I mean, the David Brock of Media Matters and American 21st Century Bridge Pack and all of those groups, he put together what he called the plan to kick Donald Trump's ass. It was this conference that they put together to plan and plot out the resistance. And they brag about the fact that they have the raw data from Facebook and Twitter and Google, and they were using it to track people's search patterns and what messaging was going to work with them to help them resist Trump.
Well, you saw the what came out of the European Union, I think, just today, where they just beat the crap out of Facebook, knowing and actually calling them on the carpet for having that information and you know, taking personal information from people and giving it out to others. We're here for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back with author Jeff Reynolds.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
room? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring them back on because I know I want to get to more of the content of what's in the book and where you can get it. Jeff Reynolds joins me. Jeff, and I know I should give you a whole introduction, but let's get to the book because we're in the last segment. I don't waste too much time here. How do they get a copy of your book, Behind the Curtain? And next week, I guess it's hitting?
Yeah, that's right. And I appreciate you letting me give a plug here. It's the release date is February 26th. So if you go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon right now, you can pre-order it and guarantee delivery on the 26th. Hardback, Nook, the Kindle versions are all available. And so you go and search Jeff Reynolds Behind the Curtain either at Barnes & Noble or at Amazon, and it'll pop right up. So I also have a Facebook page set up. It's facebook.com/Jeff Reynolds Author. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Charger Jeff.
All right, perfect. And And again, the book is strictly about, well, strictly, the content of the book is built around how billionaire, well, progressive billionaires, you know, are working to undermine democracy, which, again, it's just a puzzlement to me. I can't wrap, but that's why I keep coming back to it. I can't wrap my mind around it because it's exactly how they made their money.
Yeah.
Democracy.
Well, and, right. But then these guys, in order to advance their agenda, they know that it's not popular with the American voters and they will never actually vote for it. That's why they have to do things to circumvent our Constitution. They're hell bent on destroying the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, of course. And they're trying to create a command socialist style society where they are the elites because they know better and they, you know, obviously made all their money. And the rest of us are to be equal to each other, you know. So that's the way socialism always implements itself, right? It's got the ruling class and then you've got everybody else.
Yeah, they're smarter than we. You know, it's really funny. I've always said that people with a lot of money think they're smarter than everybody else, which is kind of funny because some of them fell into their money. Some of them, daddy made the money and handed it off to them. And money doesn't make you smarter. We see that all the time, right?
No, that's absolutely true. Yeah, no doubt about it. And I have a lot of respect for folks who have made themselves into self-made millionaires and billionaires, you know, and even if they have less disputes, they've still done it the right way. You know, they've gone and realized the American dream, even maybe despite their own beliefs, you know. So I have respect for anybody who's going to work that hard and make that kind of wealth.
I got to ask you, Jeff, where does Trump fit in all this? Because, you know, again, he's a billionaire. He's not interested in these socialist issues. He's got to be making these guys crazy because he may not have the money that they have, but he definitely, being president, has a bit of the influence that they have, doesn't he?
He does, you know, and he's an interesting case because, you know, he's always been all over the map, you know. He's been friends with Clintons before. He's, you know, hung out with Chuck Schumer. So, you know, I think he's just kind of working both sides of the aisle because he's trying to make more money and more deals and has to have political approval to move forward on his projects, you know. So, and again, he inherited his money. So, but he's also, he's got such a sort of a maverick kind of a style, and he's all about self-promotion, but that's all just veneer. You know, you kind of have to ignore that to get to the substance of what he's trying to do, right? So, in the end, you know, he's actually governed pretty conservatively, which has been a bit of a surprise to me.
Really? So I take it you probably weren't a big Trump fan at first?
I wasn't. No, I did vote for him, but it took me quite a while to decide to do so. But, you know, it took me until the Friday before Election Day. But I was like, you know, this email thing, and holy cow, he's got to be better than her. And, you know, he put out the list of judges that he would appoint. That was a point in his favor. He talked about the term limits, and he talked about tax cuts. And so I was like, okay, if he can accomplish this stuff, then let's give him a chance and see what will happen. And I've been very pleasantly surprised with the results.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel the same. You know, I was saying early on that he could pull this off. And it wasn't because I thought he was the smartest guy in the room. It was more because he wasn't the presidential type. He wasn't the political type. He wasn't speaking political. He was speaking to what I refer to as Joe Sixpack, you know, guy that works every day 9 to 5. He's just trying to.
And he wasn't speaking like a billionaire either, right?
No, not at all. I mean, he eats at McDonald's, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, and he speaks like a billionaire, like if you or I became a billionaire tomorrow, right?
Right.
We still be the same dude, right? But we just, you know, we'd have more expensive taste.
I would just have somebody go to McDonald's and pick up my food in a limo and bring it back to me. But other than that,
it's
just like everybody else.
Right. But I think with him, you know, he's got this way about him, and he's the idea that the left totally follows his Twitter feed and follows the bait that he lays out for them. It's damned entertaining, I'll say that, because they can't
they can't quit him. You know, they can't get over it. Still haven't figured out why they lost, and they haven't figured out how to defeat him yet. They think that this impeachment thing is going to do it, and it's not. It's just going to galvanize the same voters to vote for him again.
I agree with you, and I love some of the stuff he does. Some of it makes me nuts. I figure there's a rhyme or reason. I don't think he's pressing buttons just to press buttons. I think he has an idea of what he's trying to accomplish, what he's trying to do. And, you know, God bless him, because you know as well as I do, he gets their blood pressure up. They don't know what to do with him at times. And I'm good with that. I'm okay with all of that.
Yeah, just from an entertainment standpoint, this has been a fun fun ride the last couple of years. You know, and some of the policies have actually worked out. So,
yeah. Yeah, so again, I want to get back to Trump a little bit more in all of this and saying, you look at what he could do. He could make life easy for himself, right? I mean, when he could actually retire in 2 years if he made the right connections, if he played the 4 years right, he could be a billionaire, never mind a billionaire. But what leads me to believe that he really truly believes in what he's saying, he really loves this country, he's really willing to give it up to make this country better, is the fact that he's lost money. He doesn't care what friends he loses. He doesn't care, you know, what groups he loses his support, as long as he keeps pushing forward for the American people. That's what I believe. I don't know what you believe.
You know, I'm still, jury's still out for me, but I like what I see. I think that there's a certain amount of, ego, I guess, that goes into it, that, sure. You know, it satisfies his ego, and, but, you know, they're all like that, right?
But I was just going to say to you, you can't be a successful New York developer and not have an ego, and I don't care who you are, you don't run for president unless you first say, I'm the best guy for the job, and I believe that's ego.
Oh, absolutely. Every single one of them, every major party candidate has said the same thing, right? And they feign, humility. At the very least, you know, he gets accused of lying all the time, but at least he's being honest that, you know, it's not false humility with this guy, right?
Right. I agree.
Yeah, so,
you know,
but you know, he spins up the left, and they have come together to resist him in ways that are completely unprecedented in American history. The way the left has organized itself to lose their minds at the same time is really something to behold.
Oh, I love this because again, it is definitely Trump derangement syndrome at its best. I don't know any other way to put it. I've never seen people go from zero to crazy so quickly. No matter who it was they hated, they just didn't seem to go that fast. And now it's totally out of control with them. I mean, seriously. So
and again, it's the people in my book and the foundations in my book that are pushing it and ginning it up and making it even more insane than it would have been naturally.
But they're not winning. I mean, they're actually making it worse for themselves. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, without question. I think, you know, the combination of this, the losing their minds over, you know, tax policy and, you know, people like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and you know, those types of folks that are going so far to the left. I think the combination of that is, again, it's going to be repudiated in 2020 by people voting anti-elitist.
Yeah, well, all right. So tell people how they can get a copy of your book again, because, you know, people have short memories. And not only that, I realize they can't get a signed copy from an e-book signed copy. But if they want a signed copy from you, how do they do that as well?
Yeah, okay. So I actually started a podcast, and for an extra monthly fee, if you subscribe at the higher rate, I will throw in a signed copy of the book. The podcast is anchor.fm/behindthecurtain. You can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble at just search in the search bar on those sites. Search Behind the Curtain with Jeff Reynolds. It'll pop right up, and you can order it for guaranteed delivery by the 26th.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate your time. When you come back, listen, we've got a lot to talk about the next time. I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to move through. Is San Francisco now known as the slum by the bay, and can you use the term AOC and logic in the same sentence? I want to know what you think when we get back. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.